March 21st, 1922. The double seal of the fiat in all created things. Continuing in my usual state, I was thinking again about the holy divine volition, and my always adorable Jesus clasped me in his arms, and as he sighed intensely, I felt his breath descend deep into my heart. And then he told me, "Daughter of my will, my omnipotent breath gives you the life of my will. In fact, for one who does my will administers to her its breath as life. And as he breathes upon her, it moves away from her all that does not belong to me, and she breathes nothing but the air of my will. And just as the air is inhaled and exhaled, the same for the soul. It is a continuous receiving of me and a giving of herself to me at each breath. My will hovers over all creation. There is nothing in which my volition does not have its seal. As I pronounced the fiat in creating things, my will took dominion over them and made itself life and preservation of all things. Now, this will of mine wants all things to be enclosed within itself in order to receive the requital of its same noble and divine acts. It wants to see the air, the wind, the fragrance, the light of its volition hover over all human acts in such a way that, as its acts hover together with those of the creatures, they may blend together and form one single thing. This alone was the purpose of creation, that the emanations of the wills be continuous. I want it, I demand it, I expect it. This is why I am in such haste that my will, its value, and its effects become known, so that the souls who live in my will, with their continuous emanations in my will, as they do their acts, will diffuse them like air over everything, and their acts will multiply in all the human acts, investing and covering everything as acts of my will. Then will I obtain the purpose of creation. My will rest in them and will form the new generation, and all created things will have the double seal of my will, the fiat of creation and the echo of my fiat in the creatures.